What world does no mean yes?
No means no.
No means no, absolutely. Carry on.
A man say no to sex.
No.
No.
Not at all.
No. Hell no. Fuck no. Shit no. You better not. We wanna fuck. We're taking it. We don't care. Period.
Wow.
No.
No?
Just assume that you're gay or something.
Wow.
He can, but if I want it, then I'm gonna take it. Period, you get right.
And people will still say that men are not mistreated, men are treated fairly in society, and there's no double standard. When this video literally shows that men don't even have the right to consent. Okay, makes sense.
Ugh, that is such an unrealistic body standard.
Look at that, half naked for everybody to gawk at. She should really cover up.
On display for male validation. That girl's got some internalized misogyny. Ugh, I hate men.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Talk about toxic.
She's not dressed like that for you, she's doing it for herself.
This is why I hate men!
Whoa, good googly moogly. Let's talk about all the double standards in that video. So for those of you who don't know the guy she approached, his name is DDG. He's a famous dude, but that's besides the point. It's still not right. So she walked up to this man and tried to kiss him without even personally knowing him. Like, he didn't know who she was. I can't even point out how many times a dude in the situation would have been either like dead or beat up or arrested. She walked up, she grabbed his face, strike one. She moved in for a kiss, didn't know the man, strike two. After he pushes her away, showing that he's not interested in what she's trying to do, she says it's just a kiss. Strike three. So if a dude walked up to a random girl he didn't know, grabbed her face and tried to kiss her while they were out, he's probably going to get punched even before he can say it was just a kiss. And somebody's going to call the police and the girl is going to scream and freak out. Yeah, society is very lenient to women.
Double standards for men and women, part two. If a man is under 5'6", swipe left. If a woman is over a certain body weight, that's body shaming. Stay-at-home moms are doing God's work. Stay-at-home dads have a sugar mama and couldn't get a real job. If a man wants to leave a relationship because he's miserable, he didn't try hard enough. But if a woman isn't happy, girl, he ain't treating you right. You gots to go.
Guys are literally so creepy.
Why'd you say that?
This old guy just paid for the page I can't speak of. Like, ew. Like,
well, that's kind of the point of your job, is it not?
Like, if there wasn't men around, we wouldn't have to show our bodies.
If women weren't around to show their bodies, men wouldn't be looking.
So now you're blaming women?
I never said that.
You basically did.
I'm just saying you could take accountability for, you know, you taking your own clothes off.
Getting a job is hard. I'm scared of people.
So you're gonna get naked in front of them?
Well, I'm not actually in front of them. Now am I?
Do you think that's really helping your mental health?
Well, I'm rich, aren't I? You are rich. Why would you be doing this?
Well, I am a 5'11 woman. I'm tall. So it's hard to find tall men. And
but so you're when a baby mama. You're a high school graduate and a baby mama. Why do you get to be picky? I mean, if I switch this up and I said, okay, there's a guy. He's a high school graduate. And he got a kid. And he's talking about he wants to be picky. Women be like, I mean, picky based on what? Height? Income? Looks? What?
I don't mind the income. It's more height. Sometimes looks, just depending. I honestly, like, have been, like, lowering myself, you know?
And how tall was your child's father?
Huh?
How tall was your child's father?
We were, like, the same height.
They flirt with guys and say it's harmless, but accuse you of cheating. They overlook your needs and desires, but demand you pay attention to theirs. They won't tell you where they're going, but they demand to know your whereabouts.
And I don't think that a man should be able to force a woman to have an abortion, but he should be able to walk the fuck away. Because she can walk away. Because a woman can give a baby up for adoption. And guess what happens when she give a baby up for adoption? They don't ask her for child support. I don't know why people don't bring this up and say, that's fucked up. A woman can literally leave a kid off in the wilderness and no one calls her a deadbeat mom. You've never heard a woman who gave her baby up called a deadbeat mom. As a matter of fact, they act like this bitch is some hero. I know it was difficult for you to do. It takes a real woman to do that. They actually say this. So why don't they say it to dudes who like, I ain't shit. I want to walk away. I don't even need to be in this kid's life.
It takes a strong man to do that, sir. You knew you weren't shit and you recognized it.
Like, they won't give a man that. A man has to be a father. A woman can walk the fuck off.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure most people have already seen this video about this guy blowing up because this girl videotaped him and he was hot. And yeah, don't get me wrong, he's pretty hot. But I just wanted to remind you guys about double standards. Like, if a guy were to just film a girl working, he would get comments like, oh my god, he is such a creep. Oh my god, he's a child predator, blah, blah, blah. But if a girl does it, all the girls are like, oh my god, he's so hot. Oh my god. And then they end up finding his Instagram and like stalking him to the point where he has to literally become famous and is known as this guy from this workplace. Like, just all I'm saying is just look at the double standards that the society has. Just think about it.
Ooh, brutal but true. And credit to Performance Potentialized, initially saw this on his TikTok and got 10 million views. I think this says a lot about the double standard that exists where women, you know, they have these strong physical standards. They also have emotional standards. But men, we get shamed for having physical standards. Like, for example, if I made a TikTok saying, don't talk to me unless you have double D tits, that would not be something that would be well received. And I think that we have to get to a point where we acknowledge that, hey, people have physical standards, people have emotional standards, people have personality standards. It's okay. Men shouldn't be shamed for it, and neither should we.
Stop touching my butt.
What?
Stop.
No, don't be such a fancy.
Why? If she, wants that sex with me, I don't want to have sex.
You should want to.
But I don't want to.
Why? He's going to give it
but
to
me. But I don't want to do anything. She's taking advantage of me. This ain't fair.
Come on.
You're crazy.
Come on.
No, stop it.
She's giving it to me tonight. Come on. Come on.
Stop.
I can't give it to
me. Stop.
What are you doing?
What's what? Like, what are you doing?